There's been a real big decision made by the Liberal government to cut some funding to food bank debts, which at this time of the year, a lot of people out there need the support heading into Christmas. And I think food bank at the moment are feeding 710,000 people every month. So a huge amount of people that are relying on it. A quarter of those are children as well. So the government's made a decision to instead of funding two businesses, fund three businesses. So therefore, food banks' cash has been cut from 750,000 down to 427,000 a year. So nearly 50%. I don't know how.
Seems like a strange decision.
I don't know how they're going to cope with that.
All right, Brianna Casey is the CEO of Food Bank. She joins us now. Brianna, good morning.
Good morning.
What is the initial explanation as to why the government has cut your funding?
Well, you may be able to hear from the spring in my step this morning. I've just had some shock news in the last 60 seconds, and I'm really pleased to report that the Prime Minister has just intervened.
Wow, really?
He has just given us some certainty. We were absolutely devastated beyond belief to think that at this time of year, 6 weeks out from Christmas, going into a really tough period over summer, we would have our funding halved. But thankfully, after some sustained advocacy and some extraordinary support from people like your listeners who really understand the importance of organisations like Food Bank, we have all rallied and risen to the call. And I think Australians are recognised for kindness and generosity, and boy, have they stepped up in the last 24 hours, and the Prime Minister has listened.
We've got a bit of power on this show, Brianna, haven't we?
Look, I'm giving it to your listeners. I think I have been absolutely blown away by the response in the last 24 hours. I think we're all everyday Australians. We know what it's like to be Aussie battlers. We know how hard it is when you're faced with raising a family and high costs of living and housing unaffordability and all of the everyday challenges that families are faced with. It doesn't take much to tip a family into food insecurity these days. And I know in South Australia there are so many challenges, whether it be gas and electricity prices or industry closures and so on. And to think that we would have had this support taken away, I was just so devastated about what that would mean for vulnerable families in South Australia. But thankfully, the Prime Minister has intervened this morning.
Well, it just seems like a crazy decision. And thank God he has. Now, I guess what you need, or when I say what you need to do, I'm not telling you what to do, but you've got to lock this in, don't you? I mean, will you 100%. Now have that discussion? Because it's great that he's made this decision or intervened now for the months to come leading into Christmas, but you need this ongoing, don't you?
Certainly, and certainly from all indications, and please bear in mind I'm still digesting this news as well, it would certainly appear that he's given us some funding certainty over a period of years. But I think beyond this, we need to recognise here in Australia we have a food insecurity problem. We've got 4 million Australians at some point throughout the year affected by food insecurity. That's a staggering number. We need to make sure that we're not just putting a band-aid over a gaping wound. We need to look at what's causing this in Australia and how we can all work together across whole of government to make sure that we can help vulnerable families when they need it the most. This is a terrific step forward. Certainly brings a lot of relief for us, but I wish we hadn't had to go through what we did to get this certainty locked in.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to know what he's doing with the other two businesses that perhaps he's already promised them more money. So maybe they're just allocating more money to this sector, which is not a bad thing anyway in times like this. But I was blown away by the figure of how many people you feed a month. 710,000. I mean, yeah. What is there, 25 million people in Australia? Mm. So, you know, that's, what's that, 1 in 35 or something
18,
like that?
18%. 18% of Australians. And when we look at children, the statistic's actually higher. It's 22%. So 1 in 5 Australian children at some point throughout the year is affected by food insecurity. It's the reason that organisations like Food Bank South Australia work so hard across your state to make sure that we can provide school breakfast programs, because we want to make sure that these children can go to school with full tummies. It's hard enough for us at work when we miss morning tea or we miss lunch and we've got a rumbling tummy and we get hangry. Well, add to that a growing body of a child when you're being asked to go to school and play and learn and engage. And it's really tough work. So we're thrilled at Food Bank to be able to provide that support, not only to children, but to adults alike. We want to make sure all vulnerable families have got some sort of assistance to get them through. And it's really important to recognise this is not about handouts. I don't want to hear generalisations about handouts. This is about a hand up. This is about getting people back on their feet when they're at their most vulnerable and helping them get back into the workforce or into their community or out and about. And it's affecting everyone. It's retirees and the elderly, it's children, you name it. It's happening in our own backyard.
So you only found out 60 seconds before we rang you, Brianna.
I did indeed. All right. Nothing like
Well, you better go and tell the rest of the world about it, because only Triple M people know about it at the moment.
And a massive thank you to your listeners. Truly, there has been such an outpouring of support, and we're incredibly grateful, and thank you both for your interest.
Good on you, Brianna. Thanks so much.
That's
CEO of Food Bank, Brianna Casey. Well, that's a good result, Ruth.
That's a huge result. And well done to Scott Morrison, and well done on them for reviewing the decision that was made. That's a win for all people that need their support, all 710,000 of them.
On a daily basis, very easy to, you know, knock politicians and say they're all hopeless. But when you see one do a backflip, I love it.
Yeah.
They're big enough to stand up and say, actually, we got that wrong. That's what we want them to do.
I don't mind the decision of spreading it between three businesses, but it's a funny time of the year to be making a cutback, isn't
it? Well, I just looked up our federal budget. So in the next 12 months, Australia as a nation will spend $192 billion, right? That's what our government spends on all sorts of things. Now, you run a business. I know you can't just say,
just give everyone extra. You can't do that.
You can't do that. But it seems weird that you would cut this funding.
At this, well, they were spreading it, yeah.